This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Sports news, Bukayo Saka's just coming.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this media conference with Bukayo Saka. As ever, we can use the microphone provided and make sure it's switched on and state your name and the organisation you work for. There's plenty here today, so we'll try and get around as many as possible. So if you can keep your questions to one or two, it would be great. And we'll start with Rob Dawson from Sky.
Hi, Bukayo. Hi, Bukayo. How are you? You okay?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. You'd never played in a World Cup game before this tournament. You've now started 3 games out of 4. Scored last night, scored 3 goals in 3 games. It's not bad, is it? What do you make of it all?
No, it's been a great experience so far. You know, obviously to achieve that and help my team with the goals I've scored is a really nice feeling. So I'm happy and I just hope I can continue to help my team.
England blew Senegal away in the end last night. You're the leading scorers in this World Cup. You're part of that attacking unit. Do you think there is any better attacking unit out there in any other nation at the moment that's still here?
That's a good question. There's no doubt, you know, the quality we have in our team. You know, we're blessed with an amazing front line with so much quality attacking players. And yeah, when you get selected in that lineup, it shows how much confidence and trust the coach puts in you. So it gives you that extra confidence to go out there and shine. And last night you were able to do that.
It's a huge quarter-final coming up against the world champions. Do you think England needs to change the way that you play, maybe change the formation, or would you like to see England go toe-to-toe with France?
I'm not a manager, you know, I'm a player. I have to trust Gareth and our coaching staff to obviously prepare their best game plan, but I think, you know, we can continue to do what we're doing. You know, we've been playing well and we've scored, like you said, the most goals in the tournament, so I don't see us needing to change too much.
Good man, thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry. Hiya. Hi. Gareth's record now in tournament football is pretty exemplary. Given that the form coming into the World Cup was a bit rocky, let's say, what is it about the group and Gareth that makes England really click when it matters?
I think, of course, you know, this team in general has a lot of players that have played in big tournaments, you know, so there's a lot of tournament experience. You know, if you look at the last few few results, you know, in the tournaments we've been in. We've got to, I think, a semi-final, a final, and maybe a quarter-final. So, you know, there's a lot of experience in there. So, you know, when the big games come, we have a lot of players that know what they need to do.
All the talk now, of course, is about Mbappe and how you stop him. But, of course, there's much more to France than just him. What is it about England specifically and the qualities that you have that can cause them perhaps just as many problems as they're going to cause you?
I think, first of all, if you look at our first four games, I think we have 3 clean sheets. So it starts, you know, how solid we've been at the back, and that's credit to defenders and obviously Pickers, our keeper. You know, they've been exceptional there. And, of course, at the same time, we've scored the most goals as well. So I feel like we just need to just prepare the best game plan and go there with confidence, because we're playing good right now.
Obviously, knockout football brings with it the threat of penalties. We all know what happened to you personally after the European final. How do you feel now about the potential to take a penalty? And can you just reflect for us a little bit about how you've perhaps changed since that moment?
Well, yeah, I've obviously matured and progressed a lot as a player since. I'll be more than happy to.
And just finally from me, we obviously know Raheem's gone home and the awful thing that's happened to him and his family. Have you guys have any contact with him since he got back to England, and what would your message to him be?
He wished us the best, you know, yesterday as he was going back. And yeah, I've messaged him, and hopefully he'll get back to me later. I just hope he's okay, him and his family.
Sihan Wang from Tencent, and hi Bukayo. Tournaments like the World Cup make stars, and in Russia it was Kylian Mbappe bursting onto the scene. You are already a star, but considering how well you've been playing, do you think you'll be the Kylian Mbappe of this World Cup?
First of all, thank you for your compliment, but no. I think there's only one Kylian Mbappe, and at the same time, there's only one me. You know, I just want to be myself and help my team in the best way I can. You know, there's a lot of young players in this tournament. I can name so many. And even in our team, you know, there's another young player alongside us doing unbelievably well, and Jude Bellingham as well. So I'm just happy that we're all here, we're all doing well, and the priority is to try and win the tournament rather than be the player of the tournament or young player of the tournament, like you said.
Aaron from Norway, Anarchy. Well, in this World Cup, the pitches are being cooled down by air condition. Is this something you notice while you're playing?
To be fair, the stadiums have felt quite cool. So, yeah, definitely I've noticed that it hasn't been too hot. So, yeah.
How does that affect your play?
Well, of course, you know, it's a bit easier to play when it's cooler than when it's too hot, so obviously it would help us as players.
And the last for me, you mentioned the Bellingham. What you're seeing him every day now on the pitch. Can you say some words about him and what he's doing on the pitch?
He's a special player. I don't really know the words to describe him. You know, I just hope he can continue to keep progressing, because for sure, he has a massive, massive future.
Hi, Rob Harris from Sky News. Congratulations on reaching the quarterfinals.
Thank you.
Obviously, a lot of fans back home in the cold, watching England, probably getting pretty excited now gradually the tournament is progressing. What would your message be to fans back home who are getting excited and what this team can achieve?
Well, yeah, I've seen a lot of the videos back home, you know, and the fans celebrating. You know, we all love to see that. We just want to obviously thank them for their support, you know, and just ask them to keep supporting us, keep pushing us to the end, and believing in the team.
Obviously, it's the world champions next, but given what you've achieved as a group, is it you who should be feared, do you think, rather than thinking of them as being world champions who are pretty tough?
Obviously, we know the quality they have, the quality players they have, and we also know our own qualities as well. So we just got to go into the game with confidence and, you know, do our best to win in the game.
Hi, Bukayo. It's Mark Van Bryan's PA. You spoke to us already during the tournament and said the love and support you had after last summer really helped. But on a personal level, just coming out here, scoring three goals, does that almost for you put an end to that? It's a perfect start to push that out of people's minds, isn't it? What happened last year?
To be honest, I feel like personally, you know, I've tried to move on from that moment. Obviously, I know I can never really forget about it. It's going to be in history, you know. But at the same time, you know, coming out here and scoring those three goals, of course, lifted me a lot. And of course, like I say, and I keep saying, the love from the fans that I keep receiving lifts me a lot as well. It gives me a lot of confidence. And yeah, I just love to see this from the fans.
And obviously, Marcus has done exactly the same. He missed his penalty. He's started really well out here. Do you two, have you almost supported each other, do you think, through the whole ordeal?
No, it's not just us two. We've all supported each other. You know, the whole team has got around me. So I think that's another example of how close our team is and how together we are, which is helping us to get good results as well.
Thanks, Mark. To the back right there. Mark, give us the microphone back. Yeah. Thanks.
Hello. A question for French TV, Canal Plus. England and France are two of the most impressive teams in this tournament, but they don't used to face each other on the big competition. What could you tell us about the rivalry between France and England in sports and in football? Thank you.
Well, the rivalry in this World Cup obviously is big because, like you said, it's been two nations that have performed exceptionally well in their first four games. We've watched their games and stuff like that. We follow them and we've seen the quality that they have, and I'm sure they've done the same with us. So definitely it's going to be an exciting game, and, you know, everyone.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Looking forward to it.
Hello, I'm Pierre from Newspaper L'Equipe. I have two questions. First, did you get a text from William Saliba, or will you in the next few days, according to you? And the second one is, can you just explain us the leadership of Harry Kane? Obviously, he leads you on the pitch by the example, but I was wondering, is he the kind of leader who can make a speech before the game in the dressing room, for example?
First of all, no, I haven't received any texts from William Saliba. I'm not sure I will either. But yeah, let's see. And yeah, Harry Kane, he's a leader in both of the ways you described. You know, on the pitch, he leads by example in his game. And then, of course, he does the same in the change room. You know, he's one of the most vocal in the change room. And before every game, of course, he does the speech, like you said, and gets us all going. So yeah.
Jerry Cox from Haters here. Hi, Bukayo. Your teammate, Gabriel Jesus, looks like he's out for a while now. Have you been in touch, and how big a blow is that for him and obviously for Arsenal going forward?
Yeah, he's a very, 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 very important player for us. And yeah, it's not good to hear the news. Obviously, I've messaged him, and I think he's going to go and see the doctor and see, you know, what he needs to do for the next steps. But yeah, definitely it's not good news when I heard that, and yeah.
Thanks, Jerry. Pass over to David Ornstein. Yeah.
Hi, Bukayo. David Ornstein from The Athletic. I saw when you were walking back from your celebration that you pointed over to the crowd and you had a little wave or blew a kiss or something. Was that to your family? And are they your inspiration, or do you have other inspirations that drive you in your career?
Yeah, it was to my family. You know, they follow me everywhere, and they have done since, you know, I started my footballing journey. So just to go from that to obviously scoring a goal at the World Cup, you know, those type of moments, you know, just stay with me forever. So, yeah, it's really nice to obviously see them in the crowd and see their smile, get up and clap for me. So, yeah, I always try and look out for them.
And the likes of you, Jude Bellingham, Phil Foden, are being talked about around the world as sort of generational talents. Do you guys sort of accept that and see yourselves as the best young players in the world?
I don't know, obviously, how they feel about that. You know, we don't really talk about what people say on the outside, you know, because there's much good stuff, you know, like you just said, the compliments you said. There's also some bad things as well, so we try not to obviously read everything. But yeah, I know that definitely all three of us have the confidence in ourselves, you know, that we have quality to go into the game and decide games and affect the games and help our team. So yeah, I think we need to just continue like this and try and continue to help England.
And just finally from me, you've obviously got a huge game ahead, but there are a lot of people, us included, talking about England as being contenders for this title. Actually, your teammates have talked about that being the target. So does it sit comfortably with you as a squad to be potential winners of this tournament?
Yeah, of course. You know, we have to believe that. You know, we have to come into this tournament and believe that we can win it. Right now, our focus is on the next game, which is France. You know, it's going to be a really difficult game, but, you know, we have to try and get through that and then focus on the next one, and, you know, it will get closer and closer, and hopefully we give ourselves the best chance to win it.
Hi, Bukayo. James Olish from ESPN. You've had a great season domestically, obviously Arsenal flying high at the top of the league. How much has that helped you here coming into this tournament with that confidence from what you've done already this season?
Yeah, it's been an amazing season so far of Arsenal. Like you said, we're top of the league right now, and not just me, everyone in that team is playing with, you know, so much confidence. So obviously coming here, you know, we can bring that here, and yeah, it's really helped me, of course.
I want to ask you about Olivier Giroud. I think he left before you made your senior debut, but obviously you were around the squad at the time. Did you ever spend any time with him? Did he ever give you any advice?
No, I never actually got to train with him. I think he'd left already before I'd come up to Colney. So no, but obviously I heard things about him, you know, that he was a quality player, really, really good at finishing and stuff like that. So yeah.
One player you have played with, of course, is William Saliba. Has his development impressed or surprised even you? Because he's come straight in, back into the Premier League, obviously being on loan in France, and just been tremendous.
Yeah, I can't talk highly enough of Willie. He's unbelievable. Yeah, he's got an amazing future. So yeah, I'm looking forward to see how much he keeps developing, and I wish him all the best. You know, he's such a good guy as well.
And just a final one from me. I read an interview where you said that you read the Bible every night, and I just wondered if you were doing that out here and if you had a particular passage that was sort of inspiring you or helping you at the moment.
Yeah, I've been continuing to do that out here, read my Bible every night. For me, it's really important to obviously have the presence of God in me all the time, and it gives me more confidence, you know, that God's plan is perfect, so I can go on the pitch and, you know that God has my back. But the main thing for me is just keeping my faith, you know, just having faith in God, so I don't need to be nervous or worry about any outcomes, because obviously it's my first World Cup. You know, I can start worrying about different things and different outcomes, but instead I just choose to put my faith in God.
Do you have a favourite passage?
No, I like all of them.
Thanks, James. Over to Alex Howell in front here.
Hi, Bukayo. Hello.
Alex Howell, BBC. Declan Rice said that countries should start fearing you now and that you should start getting the credit you deserve. Do you think that's right?
I think he has a good point. Yeah, of course, you know, we've performed quite well in our first four games. And yeah, I feel like we just need to stay hungry and stay focused on the next game, which obviously is the most important.
And there's been a lot of big decisions the manager's had to make, and he's got everyone right so far up until this point. Just as players, how much do you back the manager?
Yeah, we all back the manager, of course, because, you know, he has an unbelievable record in these big tournaments, and he's taken us really far. And yeah, you know, he does make big decisions, and he's got them all right. So I think we need to obviously just try and trust in him more, try and believe in him more, stop doubting him. And yeah, we should be in a good place and just trust him.
Hi, Jeremy Armstrong from the Daily Mirror. Just a very quick one about Raheem. Have you as players got together to talk about security? Because obviously it's got implications for all of you, really. I just wondering if you've spoken to people back home, if you've sort of spoken about increasing your own security as a result of what happened to Raheem, really?
No, it's not really something I've managed to discuss, you know, because obviously yesterday when it happened, I was very focused on the game. But yeah, I just hope Raheem's okay, his family's okay, and yeah, he gets what he does what he needs to do.
Thanks. Just pass them up to the back row there. Yep.
Hi, Bukayo. Arthur Perrault for French Radio. Another question about Kylian. Is he, for you, the best player of the world right now? And are you worried about playing him now? Thank you.
Yeah, for me, he's one of the best players in the world. He's up there with the best players. And of course, you know, we know the quality he has, and as a team, we have to just try and prepare to try and stop him. But not only him, you know, France have a lot of other quality players as well, so we need to be aware of that.
Last one of this section.
Hello, David Álvarez, El País from Spain. In Russia, England scored lots of goals from set pieces. Obviously, you weren't there, but have you talked with the guys about changes in the way you approach games, or the manager approaches the games, and you work during training for this? Thank you.
Yeah, we're always practicing and thinking of new ideas, the coaching staff and also the players as well, to try and obviously score goals this way, because, you know, a lot of goals and a lot of games, big games, are decided on set pieces. So we try and be ready to score in the opposition box and obviously defend our own box when it's against us.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Independence. With that declaration, America was born. Inspired by a belief in the God-given rights of every human being, and in the good that comes from exercising these rights well, the founders of our great nation chose independence. As do we. Hillsdale College accepts no government funding, because independence makes possible the good to which we aspire.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.